The proposed Community Connector Trail plan is tied to the 2012 state acquisition of 69,000 acres of the Finch Prime forest lands and the economic opportunities it opens for the communities of Long Lake, Minerva, Newcomb, North Hudson, and Indian Lake. The DEC has proposed snowmobile connector trails, the Community Connector Trail plan, that would link the five communities. Opponents are concerned about allowing motorized access and the width of the trails and non-regulatory use of bridges over the Boreas, Hudson, and Cedar Rivers. The plan was on the agenda of the Adirondack Park Agency Board of Commissioners meeting Thursday. Deputy Director for Planning, Kathy Regan, gave a final overview of the proposed trail network.
Staff recommendation? We believe that the Community Connector Trail Plan conform to the guidelines and criteria of the State Land Master Plan, and we are requesting that the board adopt this resolution in the red line version that was presented.
I would move the resolution with your recommended changes.
Bill seconds it. Is there further discussion? Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, that passes.
2 days before the APA commissioners met, Protect the Adirondacks Executive Director Peter Bauer asked them to reject the Community Connector Trail Plan.
The APA's action did not take the required hard look at the Wild and Scenic and Recreational Rivers Act, specifically for protections for scenic rivers that preclude motorized uses, motorized trails for snowmobiles. The state regulations and the Wild and Scenic and Recreational Rivers Act itself, pretty clear precluding those activities.
Adirondack Wild Friends of the Forest Preserve partner Dave Gibson is disappointed that the APA approved the resolution.
That's being proposed across three scenic rivers, and the problem is you can't do that legally. They're trying to do it through a legal fiction, which is that the public always had these rights when the land was owned by Finch Pine. Well, the public didn't have those rights. And there's a larger issue, and that is why in the Adirondacks do we need wider, faster routes? I think the idea is to enjoy and appreciate the Adirondack Park and the Forest Preserve.
Long Lake Supervisor Clark Seaman says while snowmobiling is a crucial economic element, the intent is a four-season trail system.
Snowmobiling is our lifeblood in the winter. Therefore, an improved trail system that connects the communities would be very appealing to them. And I think it would have a significant impact on the few local businesses that we have here in Long Lake, for example, that do stay open through the winter. If this trail system is set up, we're looking at not just the snowmobiling community, but equestrian use, mountain biking use, as well as hiking. So the hope is that we'll attract enough visitors throughout the year that it will have a positive impact.
Hamilton County Board of Supervisors Chair Bill Farber says while opponents berate the snowmobiling aspect of the connector trails, it's a four-season system that will enhance the region's economy.
It's critical to keep these communities alive. It's critical to figure out how we backfill the gaps that they've seen within their economy, because the Adirondack Park really is a great experiment. It's public and private land. It's showing how you can really establish and operate a very unique park. It's not a national park. It doesn't have a park service. It's got people that live here and work here and go to school here and seek health care here. It's critical that we keep the communities alive.
The DEC plan would also allow motorized access to Deer Pond and Fifth Lake. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.